This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We'll get into North Korea and the bigger geopolitical connections here, but during the last little two-minute break, I was talking to Joel Skousen, who is a really smart guy, former Marine Corps aviator, officer, smart, you know, best-selling author. His uncle exposed the whole globalist program. Hopefully, I want to get him up. The producer will set this up for a full hour to talk about 45 communist goals, 1963, all this came true, that his uncle got on the congressional record, Leon Skousen. And listen, it's not that I'm a tough guy, Joel. It's that I realize the evil of the globalists, so that's why I have to fight them. But we were talking during the break about how they're coming after InfoWars, how they're trying to destroy us. We'll cover the other subject, but the 4 minutes we have left, you were making us a point. Why do you think, for the listeners to understand, they're so after this broadcast?
You know, the biggest weapon that they use, Alex, in suppressing truth is omission. To make sure that you never hear the truth, they'll talk around it. It's just like Fox News. Fox News talks about conservative issues, but they will never touch conspiracy. Conspiracy is the golden standard of truth now. It is the ultimate thing that people have to know about what really is going to save us. It doesn't matter what you do in terms of Sessions or Trump or anything else, unless you understand how the deep state really works, how deep the conspiracy runs with Congress, with the courts, with law, with the legal profession, with the medical profession, with all of these things that are tied in together. It has to be credible information. And that's what they fear most out of InfoWars. You are the largest voice of conspiratorial truths. And that doesn't mean that you get everything perfectly right. All of us are flawed. And remember, this is a secret conspiracy. We're trying to ferret out the information from the edges without plants and disinformation from insiders. We always have to combat that, and I know you do too. But, you know, it's amazing how they come out against anyone who speaks about conspiracy. Sean Hannity, for example, is very, very good on Fox News about conservative issues and defending Trump, etc. But if you ever utter the word conspiracy or a hint that you're going in that direction, he'll come out like a lion against you.
Because so he's been told, and he's a good guy. I don't want to get into inside baseball. You're absolutely right. So here I am like a man taking drink before, you know, the gallows. What, you're a smart guy. I mean, this, what should I do to get myself ready for whatever's coming? All the attacks, it's getting really intense. And that only makes me want to fight harder, but I don't know what to do against this level of evil.
Well, you have to do what all of us do in this movement. You have to watch out for entrapment. They are watching us day and night. They're following. They're watching every conversation they make.
No, I agree, but I don't. I mean, I'm pretty boring. I mean, that's what I'm saying. There's nothing there.
Well, you've got to be careful that there's nothing there. I mean, you have to really watch it, and I know that you're trying to be careful. I try to be very careful, but they really do need some big scandal to take you down and ban you from the Internet. Now, I think you're doing the right thing by going towards quality product sales in order to bypass this censorship for your financial interest on YouTube and Google and everything else. And that's the price of being big and strong is there. You're going to be the number one target. You are the number one target. But
well, I agree. I don't feel sorry for myself. I'm just wondering, I just feel like I should be doing more. I just like being the target, it's like, what am I supposed to do? So I don't feel like I'm this big threat. I don't feel big. What am I supposed to do?
The only thing I would say is to be very, very careful about people who are talking to you who are claiming to be insiders.
I agree.
I think QAnon, for example, is a disinformation expert. I think he's telling people what they want. Anybody who purveys this message, anyone, claiming to be in the White House or the insider, that there's going to be a coup against the deep state, that they're going to take down the deep state, that they've got military...
Hold on, this is powerful. I want to hear what you have to say about QAnon, because here's the deal. I had White House sources, and all hell broke loose at levels I can't even say personally. It was hard. You're right. No one has these sources or they get attacked. We'll talk about it straight ahead.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, there was a time about a year and a half ago when the president was first in office that I knew for a fact every night he would ask people for specific downloads of the show to see what I said. And if I said, here's a message to the president, he would watch it. And I talked to him about those things. But then they made it a big deal not to talk to me. And it's not like I'm trying to reach out and talk to the president. Like, that's some big deal. I talk to God every day. Any of us that love Christ know that. So the president's way down the list of that. But they went kind of crazy. And the last few times I talked to the president last year, towards the end of the year, it was very quick. Just keep it up. I appreciate what you're doing. And don't stop what you're doing. I appreciate you. And I told the president, just like I told him when he called and I got remarried, he called and thanked my wife and everything. I said, sir, you don't have to do this. I don't have to be patted on the head if you got info. And he's like, well, Alex, you know, don't worry about John McCain. We're going to move forward. We're going to make the country great again. He knows he's being recorded. So it's not about me who rejects Hollywood and all this stuff trying to be next to power. It's that Trump is trying to be good, I believe. But Joel Scalzo is a really smart guy, World Affairs Brief, the editor-in-chief of that. And we were talking about the attacks that we've come under at InfoWars and the lies they've said and the things they've done. I mean, if I could tell the listeners, which I can't do because families ask me not to, and I'm not whining, I'm not complaining. It's just you think you're ready to face evil until you face it. And it's spiritual. It's like Agent Smith in The Matrix where it jumps into people. That's basically what it's like, which makes you even love God more and want to be good more. But then it's so evil and out of control, you don't even know what to do. So in the 8 minutes we have left, Joel Scalzo, specifically, because I know the president still occasionally sees the show, what would you say to the president? What would you get into North Korea? You got cut off by the break, getting into their disinformation operations, what we should worry about. Just in the last 8 minutes we have left, you're big, smart, because you're a smart guy, download for folks.
So what I would tell the president is, first of all, you have to understand that the deep state created ISIS, they created Al-Qaeda, and they run the rebels and they run arms that you are being told about. They are creating two bases on sovereign territory in Syrian government, which you have never been told about. They said, this needs to stop. Syria isn't your enemy, either is Iran. If you would back off, you would find that Iran would start to be more reasonable. Now, I mean, but the point is, my biggest warning, of course, would be about North Korea. I would tell him you're being set up for a psychological operation by them touting or offering you a Nobel Peace Prize, by them offering to have a final truce over or a full peace treaty on North Korea, by offering you denuclearization. There is no way that Trump, in June 12th, at this meeting in Singapore, is going to get anything concrete to prove denuclearization. I mean, the dismantling of the test thing is a falsehood. The test center for nuclear weapons collapsed through earthquakes. I mean, this is just a throwaway to say that we're going to dismantle this. The earth has dismantled it.
I didn't think of that until you just said it. It was 6 months ago, the earthquake collapsed it. They're going to blow up the entrance of a collapsed base.
That's exactly right. So you see, this is a throwaway. And Trump is being fooled by these types of things. Everyone is around him is telling him, look, you're winning. This is a success. You're going to be a hero. You're going to get a Nobel Peace Prize. They are setting him up psychologically to look the other way at the fact that he's not going to get anything concrete out of Nobel. What could you get? I have told him in the World Affairs Brief, if he ever reads that thing, which I don't think he does, I said, what you need to do at that meeting on June 12th, it says, you have 2 weeks to allow international inspectors to come in and take possession of your nuclear weapon experimental or nuclear experimental
factory. Well, let me stop you. You may have missed it. The South Korean news reports, and I made a phone call to CENTCOM. They said, no, that's true. Pompeo has demanded 5 nukes to be dismantled in Paris. So what you just said is what Trump's, according to my sources that have never been wrong, is happening.
But still, that's not enough. What I'm just saying, you need international inspectors to take possession and go actually and occupy the factories. It isn't a matter of taking a few nuclear weapons out and dismantling.
Sure. What do you make of Pompeo saying we're going to send in private interest to rebuild North Korea? Because the North's got to want to be the South, the most productive country in the world. I mean, I want to believe in this deal, Joel. You're saying it's a screw job.
Yeah, it is. There's never been a communist country that has ever disarmed, ever. And I include in that the phony fall of the Soviet Union. They never disarmed during that fall of the Soviet Union. But this is going to be a trap. I think China is so interested in delaying this attack on North Korea because they aren't ready to follow through with World War III. I think they're willing to even, if Trump pushes them to take possession of those nuclear weapons, that's the easy way out because they can bring them right back when they want.
Sure, they can roll them across the border. Well, you've always said towards 2022, 25, that was the plan. China now says their doctrine is to be ready to attack us in 2020.
Yeah, that's probably a little bit early. Remember, Russia's got to be ready, too. They've both got to get a much bigger Blue Water Navy to be able to occupy.
Sure, is there, and then they're launching the new carriers. Is there any way to get them to stop this? This is insane. I mean,
well, you've got to remember the problem is the globalists really want this third world war. They want a nuclear preemptive strike.
They want depopulation. They want to end it all.
Yeah. Well, they don't want to end it all.
I mean, in the current order.
Yeah, and the current order is that the U.S. defends the world. They want the U.S. military decapitated so they can get out of their bondage.
No, a new power emerges with all their deep state.
And a militarized global government is what we've got to have. And who's going to say nay when you've been nuked?
Then let me, you're one of the smartest guys on strategic relocation, and we sell your books, InfoWarsStore.com. Let me then, selfishly, I see all the globalists moving, Cook Islands, Kauai, New Zealand. I knew this 10 years ago from sources that are in Hollywood. Now it's confirmed. If I'm going to be a selfish person, and I'm going to tell the audience, I'm really doing this selfishly. I intend to try to stay here and fix things if we can, but Southern Hemisphere, I don't see that surviving a nuclear war. Joel, you're a global expert on relocation. Where in the world can I take my children and my wife if I don't want to die in a nuclear holocaust?
Well, you got to be in the United States for the long term. In the short term, any place in South America is going to be free from a nuclear holocaust, but it's not going to survive the cutoff of the economy. Those countries are all
socialists. Which is the equivalent of a zombie apocalypse.
That's right. Those countries are all socialists. They depend on infrastructure.
You predicted on air 10 years ago that Venezuela would collapse. They would be eating people. It's now happening.
And don't go to New Zealand and Australia.
China, come back on this week. Why are the elites fleeing there then? I mean, I was told this by multi-billionaires years ago. Come to New Zealand with us. They're all leaving there, Joel. What are they being told?
They're not in the know. They may be elite, but they're not in the
know. No, I agree with you. So tell me. You are in the... Tell me.
Well, I'm telling you that China's going to occupy Australia during this next war. They've owned all the mineral rights. They're not going
to... Well, they've said they are. So what I'm asking you is, why are the globalists moving to New Zealand? I mean... That's it.
Because there are globalists that are wealthy elite that are being used and part of the system, but they're not in the know.
No, I agree. They're not in the inside group. So what about Kauai? Because Zuckerberg's there, Schmidt's there, that's where a lot of the real...
None of these people. They're yes men to the global New World Order, but they don't know the war agenda that's going to be forced.
No, I agree with you. So Idaho? Where should I go?
The safest place in the United States for when this happens is what I call the Inner Mountain West. Everything from northern Arizona up to Montana, Idaho, Utah, Wyoming, those areas.
And it's not just geography, it's the people.
It's the people, it's low population density, it's hundreds of miles from big population centers. I mean, that's
where. So tell me right now, if I want to relocate, just off the top, back of an envelope, where do I go?
Well, it's more complex than that because
I know, but if I got to go, where do I go with my family right now? Boom.
I would say Idaho.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. Northern Idaho?
Well, no. I like central and southern Idaho better than northern. Northern is a lot of Californians there. It's very liberal up there.
Yeah, well, they'll all get wiped out in the first month, so we're not trying to shoot our mouths off.
The weather's better in the southern and central part of Idaho.
All right, Joel Skousen, powerful information, worldoffairsbrief.com. Thank you so much, my friend. We really appreciate you.
Good to be with you, Alex.
It's good to not be on the team of Satan. We'll be back.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Sunday night, for the next few segments, Roger Stone joins us to break down some exclusive information. Now, I don't think it's pearls before swine how much exclusive information we load out to the public here on this broadcast, but this is particularly inside intel. It's why they fear this broadcast. It's why the establishment attacks it continuously, because we are not controlled. Now, we know that there have been giant disinformation campaigns going on against the White House, and we know that there's been these big lawsuits and criminal charges filed by Mueller, this Clinton operative, and now people are actually showing up in court to challenge him. He's trying to drop the cases. So it's the same thing here. When we say we're going to expose who is the supposed mole inside the Trump campaign, it's like being a mole at your Sunday church service who saw the preacher give a sermon, or a mole that, you know, watch your wife cook eggs in the morning, or a mole who saw you, you know, put your kids' books in their book bag and drop them off at school. It's not like, oh, there's a mole of something illegal, but we know who is connected to the establishment and who was trying to get people early on in the Trump campaign to say things that were incriminating and who was bringing up Russia first. We know who patient zero is. And so exclusively here, we're going to tell you who the smart money's on as the supposed mole. And joining us from New York and his studios there is Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, worked in five administrations, and of course is a best-selling author. Roger, thanks for joining us.
Alex, great to be here.
Well, start rolling with it. You're the expert on this. Let's announce who we believe is the so-called mole who reported nothing.
Well, first of all, let's stop and reflect for a moment on the stunning news that the FBI planted a spy inside the presidential campaign of the Republican candidate for president. This is a tip of the iceberg of the larger scandal regarding the use of the state capacity for surveillance and authority for surveillance, and through the use of phony FISA warrants. This next shoe to drop, the FBI plant inside the Trump campaign, is stunning news. Now, there's a guessing game going on in official Washington as to who the operative is. I've examined all of the evidence and discussed the matter with colleagues, and I believe that it is most likely that the deep mole is Steph Halper. Now, who is Steph Halper? First of all, he is the son-in-law of legendary Bush neocon operative Ray Clines. Steph Halper was the chief foreign policy advisor to presidential candidate George H.W. Bush when he ran against Ronald Reagan in 1980. His wife, his father-in-law, and he have all extremely deep ties to the deep state, to the CIA, to the National Security Council, and to that entire intelligence.
And I should add, he's the one we know with three different people out of the blue saying, let me fly you here to discuss Russia. Are you a Russian operative? You know anything about Russians?
Now, I actually have met Steph Halper because former NRA President David Keene had a floating crap game at his home, and I was sometimes a tender. Halper was a very good poker player. He is a duplicitous, very smart, and deeply, deeply committed to the globalist agenda. He has an effacing kind of schlub personality that I think really hides a steel trap mind and a capacity for exactly this type of activity.
So clearly this man is a psychotic.
Well, he's very, very bright. He's very ambitious. He was appointed to high positions in both the Bush and Reagan administrations. He was deeply committed to the one world agenda of the Bushes.
We have a photo of him here, unclothed, classified. We're releasing now. Extremely handsome, I should add.
Well, he's a very self-effacing, kind of likable guy.
I'm being sarcastic. We're showing the image of a naked mole right now as a joke. Sorry, Roger, I can't help it.
That's okay. But this stunning news, Alex, shows that their whole phony edifice is starting to crumble. Look, they call me a dirty trickster. The Russian collusion hoax, which is covering up the biggest assault on our civil liberties in American history, the largest scandal in American history. And that's the biggest dirty trick of all time. And, you know, they're now getting called on it. This is just another major piece of evidence. The FBI penetrating Donald Trump's campaign. That's outrageous. Isn't that what they sent Nixon down for allegedly wiretapping the opposition? In this case, it's even worse because they've used the authority and the capability of the state, where Nixon's bungled job was a private job.
By the way, it's funny you bring that up. Who was it I saw on Friday made this point that Trump wants to expose the Iran deal because it's a bad deal, but also because reportedly hundreds of millions got paid to Obama and others, and we know they were big into that. Well, now the Iranian government, it's on Infowars.com, I forgot to tell the crew, pull it up. The Iranian Press TV, this is the official channel, I don't just believe it, I see it on CNN. Of course, it wasn't on CNN. It was on Infowars.com, I saw the Zero Hedge article. I went to Press TV, I should have started the whole show with this, and the mullah, the Ayatollah, rock and rolla, and Jack and Cola, you know, I mean, my God, keep your wheels spinning and your beavers grinning. This guy says we paid off the Obama administration hundreds of millions. And if you don't roll over, we'll release who we paid off. God, is Trump a genius or what? Please release it. Please release it. Now, that's the Wall Street Journal, FBI hit a mole in the Trump campaign. It's on Infowars.com, top story. Right before we went live, I forgot to tell you guys, there's a bunch of articles on it, but it's all Press TV, and then it got picked up. Steve Watson wrote about it, but also the first people were the amazing Tyler Durden over at the Zero Hedge. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. We'll go to break in a minute and come back with this, because I forgot to even have that in my stack. I'm so punch drunk with all the news. The Iranian government on Press TV, that's their outlet, said, we will expose you with blackmail payments if you don't roll over. Is that not the most desperate, insane behavior we've ever seen? There it is. Iran threatens to expose U.S. diplomats who took bribes to create a nuclear deal. Red states got it too. Good Lord, Roger, this is spectacular. What do you make of this?
Maybe it was a rebate. My guess is it was a rebate.
Well, if I got millions of dollars from the Iranians to get let them have nukes, I hope I get hung up by my toenails and beaten to death. I mean, that's why they're trying to call us traitors. Everybody knows we're Americans. We're capitalists. We are the country. We're not the ones taking foreign money, Roger.
No. In fact, the reason that the deep state is fighting so ferociously is because they know they're the ones who face jail sentences. They're the ones who face disgrace. They're the ones who have violated the law. They're the ones who have engaged in treason. That's why they must accuse us of these very crimes and destroy us, because it's us or them. And they realize that. And their whole phony facade is crumbling before our very eyes.
And it doesn't matter if Halperin is devastatingly handsome, as you see on screen. That is not going to get him away with this. We'll be back, oh my God, with Roger Stone. This is ecstasy. Their whole criminal operation is imploding. Huge peace deals with North Korea. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Roger has got so much inside critical baseball info that in the final segment, because you know wild horses can't shut me up, I'm going to have him host the final segment coming up. But for this 9.5 minute segment, Roger Stone's here with us. So here's the Red State article, and then it links to Press TV. I mean, I don't just believe, you know, mainstream media here in the U.S. or even Red State, who are good folks. Iran's foreign ministry threatens to expose Western diplomats who took bribes to create the Iran nuclear deal. Here's the thing. The whole establishment's pissed at Trump because he's kicking the lobbyists out, because he's making it about America. Now they all turn it into Michael Cohen, Novartis, AT&T giving him some money to advise them. That's totally legal. I'm surprised there's not more lobbying in the Trump operation. He's lost probably $1 billion being sued and attacked. I know we're under attack. You're under attack. I'm not just blindly defending the president. I don't care if he gets money or even gets funded under these attacks, as long as he's bringing jobs back pro-America. But separate from that, they want to make it about Cohen getting money from AT&T and a drug Novartis or whatever to, like, advise them. I mean, I've been paid to advise major companies before because they really want my advice. But how is that illegal? Where are the Russians? They're not there, except if you look at Hillary. But meanwhile, Iran is pissed now in press TV. This is on InfoWars.com, your radio listener. Go look it up yourself. Threatening to release U.S. government officials they bribed for the deal. That's the briar patch Trump wants to be in. What do you make of this, Roger Stone?
You know, I think you're calling it right on the head, Alex. The president has told me repeatedly since the beginning of his term that he was determined to get us out of the Iran deal, which he thought was a bad deal, a ripoff, as he would put it. And he was always determined. His own State Department, many of his own foreign policy advisors argued against it. The foreign policy establishment argued against it. John Kerry went out and engaged in personal diplomacy in violation of federal law, the Logan Act, and should be prosecuted.
So let me ask you, you've got all the answers. Why would they do something so reckless with this mullah dictatorship? Why did they do something that doesn't make sense?
This is why he was so determined, because he knew he had this whole card. I think you've hit it exactly on the head. And I think he knew when this became public, it would undermine what little support the deal has left.
Exactly. So what are the mullahs thinking? Because I said weeks ago it's about exposing the bribery, which was starting to come out. Are the mullahs telling deep state kill Trump or we'll out you?
I think they are. I think they are.
Then at that point, I say vaporize their ass. I'm against these wars, but I'm tired of putting up with their Iranian, garbage.
I honestly believe the thing that bothers the president the most is the concept of pallets of cash, hundreds of millions of dollars in
$36 billion now in gold and cash.
Not accounted for in the basic agreement, like a secret side deal kept from the American people.
Which we now know was a kickback to them. So how big is this?
That torques Trump beyond all words that we're being ripped off like
that. Let's explain. He's a big penny pincher.
He's the cheapest human being that ever lived, and that's the guy you want as the steward of our tax dollars.
Well, he's totally delivering, and I was interrupting you. Make your points about Iran, then I've got my points. Go ahead.
I think that that you're exactly right, that he always knew that he had this as a whole card, which is why he faced down the entire establishment and went ahead and cashiered this lousy deal. Needless to say, this whips the deep state types into another level of hysteria that they've got to get rid of him as quickly as possible. He's already taken us out of Paris. They were apoplectic about that, the Paris Climate Accords. Now it's the Iranian deal. He's on
He killed the TPP. Listen, I criticized him on Syria, but that was because I love him. But I don't people think I'm off the Trump train. It's the opposite. He's so good, it's crazy. What do you make of Brennan coming out and saying Trump's a chump with North Korea when they're about to blow up their tunnels, they've agreed to give up their nukes? You can tell wanting to have peace and actually deciding to do it. I mean, you can see the shift because the globalists never wanted peace. Trump saying it's over. I mean, this is incredible.
No, basically, Brennan is publicly admitting that he couldn't get a deal done, that he and Bush could not get a deal done, that he and Obama could not get a deal done because the North Koreans viewed us as pussies. Now the North Koreans now believe that the United States has got a real leader who will smack them hard if they get out of line, and that peace is much more palatable than somebody who is not going to let you get away with what Obama let him get away with. In this case, the saber rattling has paid off. It brought them to the table.
Well, Roger, you're one of my big sources, but obviously you know I've got a lot of big sources. And I was told when I was on a skiing trip in early March that they already agreed tacitly to give everything up. This was all going to happen because there had been a strategic tension and that the globalists didn't want peace before. The U.S. was basically had more control of North Korea through the Clintons than the Chinese did. Now you hear word for word what I was told a month and a half ago. Pompeo on Fox News this morning said, Fox News Sunday said, We're going to give him power plants. We're going to give him industry. And they go, oh, but he's a dictator. He's like, it won't matter. It's like China. The people are going to get meat. They're going to get food. Our deal is that we're going to industrialize them. Korea is the most productive country in the world per capita. We're about to do that. It looks like Trump has successfully, because we know China's had a bunch of wars with Korea. They actually hate Korea. Trump has successfully peeled them off. If this ends up happening, this is the ultimate coup against communism. I am beside myself if this happens.
Well, Alex, the little rocket man wants Coca-Cola. He wants a piece of the pie. He could share the Nobel Peace Prize if he gets something done and if he moves in a peaceful
direction. Exactly. And the globalists wanted to keep tension and fighting going forever to sell weapons. Trump goes, I'll sell weapons to Japan and South Korea and the North. We're not going to use the damn things. You're going to be making big screen TVs, North Korea. Exactly. You can tell, though, the globalists are panicking. Their strategy of crisis is coming to an end. Let's not start getting too confident. When you come back, you host, you're going to cover whatever you want in the last segment, Roger, because I respect you. I want to give you time here. You got a big night head up, you know, turn down that hot blonde tonight or hot brunette or whatever. Your beautiful wife, your brunette. The point is that we're sitting here looking at this. What's the six? What's the jack? What's the threat? What do we got to look for? Let's not start getting too confident here, even though it looks like total victory is within grasp.
Well, in all honesty, I think that we face the greatest challenge we ever faced. The hysteria of the deep state is ratcheting up. This just moves Mr. Mueller into high gear and trying to make something of the Michael Cohen affair, the details of which are still not clear, but somehow figure out a way to euchre that into testimony against Donald Trump. The increasing scouring of the earth for Russian collusion where none can be found, the tactics being used by Mr. Mueller, their refusal to turn over to the executive branch the information and documents pertaining to the illegal surveillance of the Trump campaign. The liberals want to talk about a constitutional crisis. There it is.
I was about to say, we were in D.C. together last year when the front page of the New York Times said Trump was surveilled. We already knew that. A week later, they said, we never said that. Now they've been proven to be liars. And now it's all come out that Brennan and Comey and Mueller lied to Congress. These guys are sitting ducks, except you've got that attorney general who I think they caught. The word is a KKK outfit.
Well, something. He's either doddering or he's compromised. Look, there's a common thread here. The New York Times reported that Manafort and I and Carter Page were under FISA surveillance. They have never retracted that story. The government in the Manafort case refuses to turn over in discovery any evidence of government surveillance, insisting he was never surveilled. The Jeff Sessions is refusing to hand over to Congress.
Jeff Sessions is a compromised globalist operative. The fake QAnon is totally compromised. Roger Stone on the other side will host and give you a report on the current state of the battle. But hey, we're winning. The economy's coming back. So many good things are happening, but it doesn't mean that they won't kill the president or start a civil war. So we've got to be super laser beam focused. They're trying to block us and censor us at every front. Newswars.com, Infowars.com, Europewars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Those sites are pro-America, pro-free market, pro-Christian, are pro-everything that stands for this country. And we need you to share those links and support local affiliates. We'll be back with the final segment and Roger Stone.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Final segment tonight with Roger Stone, who is a great patriot who gets demonized a lot, but who's the real deal, the real McCoy. And the fact that I know even his background, well, he helped get a bunch of communists arrested in the 80s for Reagan and working for Nixon right through, the way he's been demonized, it's because he's pro-America. And their claim that I'm a Russian agent, InfoWars rebooted the country with you, the listeners. You rebooted the country. We're the people that support the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, the sovereignty. My only criticism of Trump is he's kicking the hell out of Russia with sanctions beyond anything Obama or anybody ever did, and massing troops on their border, and just, I like the fact that he did energy policies that are good for America, but man, God, that hurt Russia bad. So be it. But it's just sick when the communist Chinese are on record running Hollywood. They now own it, running our media, Panama Canal, most universities, enslaving their own people, and then they point at us and say we're the traitors. That's ridiculous. We got 9.5 minutes left. Roger, I'll be here at the end. I'm here watching you live right now, but I want you to have the floor here so I don't interrupt them. Just give people a State of the Union address, the point we're at right now, at a real historic crossroads. where the people really count what they say and do. Roger Stone, the globalists are desperate. They're losing, but they're going to strike back. What do you see in your crystal ball? What do your sources tell you?
Alex, the stage is set for an epic clash, and it's time sensitive, and here is why. Robert Mueller is stepping up the pressure to remove this president in what I have described as a deep state coup. The president's lawyers, to review, his initial lawyers, lulled him into a false sense of complacency and confidence that the inquiry would literally just go away. They promised him a letter from the special counsel by Christmas. Then it was New Year's. Then it was the end of January. Now it's May, and no letter is forthcoming. The list of questions published in the New York Times on page one that Mr. Mueller wants to ask the president strip bare any facade that this is about Russia. And quite clearly, the president has been jolted by the fact that they want to look into every aspect of his career and his executive actions, including the depositions of his children. The president signaled a change by bringing in Mayor Giuliani. Now, he has clearly suffered some slings and arrows for some of his comments regarding the sideshow of Stormy Daniels. But on the key question of Comey, Mueller, and the illegitimacy and outrageousness of this inquiry, this inquisition to remove the president, he has been most effective. More importantly, I believe that he is urging the president to do what he should have done some time ago and take dramatic action by terminating some of the bad actors in this drama. Now, the reason that he must move quickly is because the U.S. Senate is racing to legally protect Robert Mueller, the special counsel, from being terminated. The constitutionality of that has to be questionable. Mr. Mueller doesn't even answer to a three-judge panel, as he would have to under the old special counsel law, which has expired. He merely has Mr. Rosenstein rubber stamping his rampage into any area he wishes to pursue. And he is, I think, grasping at straws, having come up with no Russian payday. He is forced to go back to the questions of Mr. Comey and Mr. Sessions, Comey's termination and the threats to terminate Sessions. Now, in view of the fact that both the Republican and Democratic Justice Department have both ruled that a sitting president cannot be indicted for a crime while in office, what can be the purpose of this inquiry other than to remove the president, to undo what they could not do at the ballot box? I think the president now realizes the danger that is afoot. I think the president understands the power that he has, but he must move on them before they move on him. He has the power to pardon everyone who has currently been indicted. He has the power to terminate Mr. Sessions and Mr. Rosenstein. He has the power to order the appointment of a special prosecutor on both the FISA warrants, where the Justice Department is stonewalling Chairman Nunes, hiding the ball in an unconstitutional game of keep away. He has the authority to deal a solid blow to those who move closer and closer to removing him on some bogus trumped up charge. In the meantime, I can tell you that the Senate announced last week, or it was, I should say it was leaked, that Sam Nunberg has been asked to provide all emails between he and I that pertain to, you bet, WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, Russia, Lucifer 2.0. There's nothing in these emails that concerns me. Mr. Nunberg is the gift that keeps on giving.
And, Roger, let me just jump in briefly here. Because I'm sitting here watching you, and you're absolutely on target. Today, before we went on air, I thought, get on the offense, Alex. You're always covering what they do. We're trying to bring back jobs, thousands of factories. Trump, $24 billion in black African-American targeted. you know, direct scholarships, and the left's going, oh, that's racist, it should be everybody. That's more than 50 years of black scholarships. In 4 years, he's already signed the order. I mean, here's the deal. I totally agree with that. Don't take somebody else's college slot because they're Asian or white or a woman. Give somebody a damn scholarship. I'm all about paying tax money for that. I like that idea of actually, like, here, you know, boom, you did good in school or whatever, you tried, you get this. I mean, he's doing so good, and then I see all these attacks. It makes me sick. Do we forget that Donald Trump – no, I'm changing subjects here. Do we forget Donald Trump 40 years ago bought a bunch of golf courses at blacks and Jews and Hispanics? I can't believe that when I was like 4 years old, people couldn't play golf anywhere they wanted. But there were still golf courses, you know, like Bushwood from the imaginary Caddyshack, where blacks and Hispanics and gays and Jews couldn't play. And Trump is the guy that bought dozens and did that. And then that's why all the rappers loved him. Because, and then they turn around like cowards like Snoop Dogg and crap all over him. That pisses me off that I have the real white supremacist against me because I've been for real inclusion as a libertarian for years. And there's this secret conservatism of racism that plays into the left. I'm done with the blue bloods. I'm done. I was never with them, but I'm done with the blue bloods. I'm done with everybody. But that doesn't mean that I look at black racists or Hispanic racists who tell me to kiss their butt because I'm white. No, you go to hell too. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. Look, you can go on YouTube now and find footage of Jesse Jackson praising Donald Trump for his work in the community. Donald Trump is not a racist. This is the name calling.
Are we ever going to drop the secret weapon on him about Trump?
You might. I'm not going to.
Let's just say Donald Trump likes black people.
Yeah, he loves black people. Look,
but they'll turn it into something like Thomas Jefferson's bad.
Well, the left is very interesting. When Bill Clinton engages in oral sex in the Oval Office with an intern, they say that's none of anybody's business. That's personal conduct. Yet they're wild about Stormy Daniels, which, if anything happened, it was consensual.
But if the president had a black supermodel girlfriend 30 years ago, that's racist.
Well, it'd be racist for us to say that, probably.
Well, I'm not saying it.
I've heard that, though. People are saying it.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, talking to Trump, you know a lot better than me, 40-something years. He talks about energy. So in closing, what is this thing with Trump and energy? Kanye talked about dragon energy. Trump said we get the energy. When I've talked to Trump, the few times I've talked to him, you know, 10 times or something, you've talked to him 1,000 times, he talks about energy. He really, he loves black churches. What's going on there?
He is not a man who is who likes to be bored. He's constantly on the move. He likes to see things moving. He likes, he likes upbeat people.
But it's not an ass-kissing event. He really likes black people.
I think he likes everybody. This is the difference, fundamental difference between he and Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump loves people.
Well, you heard him say, I want victory for the planet.
He can talk to anybody. Easily.
Well, I know personally, when he heard Obama 5 years ago say Africa can't have air conditioning, he stood up in his chair when he heard that.
Yes, I've heard that as well.
Well, but how racist is that to say black people can't have anything? Roger Stone, you've done an incredible job. Join me again tomorrow. So much is happening. We really appreciate you. And God bless you, my friend. 20 seconds, closing comment.
Well, Alex, I want to remind people they can go to the InfoWars store and get their new copy of Stone's Rules. This is my road manual for politics, business, style.
By the way, come on for a full hour because I've not even done an ad to promote it. It's a message to send this to number one, plus to support us. God bless you, Roger. Great job to the crew. I'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. forever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.